Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 29 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 29 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 29 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 20 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
KERUH. KERUH, AZXL, good morning. Good morning, how you doing? Coming in real rough. I don't know if you're far from the repeater or on an HT or what the deal is, but that last transmission, I didn't even get you. Just got some static and crackling.
Yeah, I'm pretty far away from the repeater, so I'm way up here in Auburn Hills.
Got you. That one came in much better. Maybe you're moving south and getting closer.
Yeah, we'll see how this, I can always switch radios. Although I don't know if, which talk group this, frequency's in. I'd have to play around with the radio.
Yeah, well that one came in a little bit better, so you're doing better.
Yeah, this machine down in Detroit, is it?
I'm on a machine that is in Warren. There's a bunch of them linked together. I'm on the FBI, which is connected to the Central Michigan. So there is a Central Michigan in Detroit. So I don't know what you're on. Maybe you're on Detroit or Warren. I don't think the Mount Clemens machine reaches nearly that far, but, yeah, I don't know what one you're on. What frequency are you on, do you know?
I'm seeing 442.175. I'm not sure what the frequency of the warrant was, or is. The one
yeah,
the...
I think you're on the machine downtown Detroit. Warren is 442-600, I think.
All right, I just switched over to the 600. Maybe that'll be better.
There you go. That is better for sure.
Oh, cool. Yeah, some mornings I catch you guys and I get to listen in, but then I'm usually already pretty much by the office, so I don't usually chime in. You guys have got your round table going pretty good. Sometimes it's hard to juggle that. I seen Sean posted his radios last night on the Facebook. You guys discussing that. He's trying to offload some stuff. That's always hard to do. I got so much crap sitting in the basement, I don't know. It just sits there. AV8XL.
Good morning. I know how that goes. I got stuff that needs to be sold also. And, yeah, usually those guys will probably be on in the next few minutes, like you just heard. You got one guy breaking in here, so there's the regular group that's usually out here, and usually around 6:40 everybody starts hopping in, and I usually am at work in the next 15 minutes also, so I don't always get a whole lot of time chatting with those guys, and sometimes they go to 7:30. Go ahead, breaking station.
Good morning. My name is Jerry, KD8HZ Mobile. And I just headed home from work. I'm going to go activate POTA Park this morning. So I want to hustle on that. Anyway, how's everything going?
W8FU. Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, here's Paul, by the way. Yeah, I think we're supposed to get some rain today, and the winds are supposed to pick up. So if you're in a park, try to stay dry. Sean, we're passing it. I think his name is Anthony.
Yes, it is. Good morning, Sean. And, yeah, it'll, it might be a good day to, if you're out early, to activate a park. And I thought you were changing your work schedule. The other day you told us you were going to be a month before you talked to us again. So it's good to hear you out here.
Yeah, they bounced my schedule around. I went to going in early now, so at least for the next few days or most of the week. I don't know. I just, my vacation I'm taking in late April can't come soon enough. Good morning, Sean.
Morning, Jerry, Anthony, Paul. Just starting my cruise. Sounds like it's going to be a splendid day in the 70s, so yeehaw. But, you know, they say, you know, this is the crazy thing I heard last night. They said that March was the warmest March ever recorded. Remember all that cold crap we had, we were complaining about? That was uniquely right here. Go figure. Michigan. Very much uniquely right here. I think Anthony gets it next.
It goes to Paul next, but I'm going to hop out and get gas here, so I'll be out for one or two rounds. So we'll throw it over to Paul, Jerry, Sean, and then I'll hop back in when I can.
All right, catching a few. Enjoy watching those numbers fly up. Yeah, I just finally made it over here to Square Lake and Telegraph. the early morning. I don't mind my morning commute when I have to make the drive, but the afternoons I don't particularly care for. The volume of traffic is just much higher. Go ahead there, Jerry.
Okay, I'm headed to a wildlife reserve, and I work out of the Bronco Sport, so doesn't matter what kind of weather it is. Sean?
Yeah, I keep, I usually get an HF setup installed in my cars, like, within the first couple of weeks I own them. I've now had this car for a couple of years, and I've got it, like, 75% done. I've got the radio equipment in there, and I've got it all mounted, and the antenna pretty much figured out. I've got everything. I got so little I got to do to get it running. Got the power all ran. But I just got to finish. And I haven't had the motivation, but I do the same. I operate out of the car, so I can go POTA. I just sit in the parking lot in the comfort of my car. Anyhow, if Anthony's back, then probably not. Paul, and we'll figure it all out.
Yep. It's been a while since I've been on the radio. I haven't talked to either, Sean.
Turn this radio on more frequently. Jerry, ABA.com. Okay, KG8HS. Yeah, definitely no picnic tables at this park I go to, but a couple of times I've activated it in the winter. Kind of interesting. I went out there on a moonlit night once. Because I like to activate in the afternoon. Probably tomorrow I'll do it during the day change. And there were some people who were marching off to the small pond they have there with their goalie net in the dark, except for the moonlit. So it was kind of interesting, I guess, to play pick up hockey on a moonlit night out in the middle of winter.
Heck yeah, that's fun. Can't beat that. You know, the ice is, as long as the ice is decent, that's the only problem with pond ice is it can be pretty bad. my kids used to do, with all the canals that we've got, the canals usually freeze over pretty clean, and he'd play pickup hockey in the canals. So, good stuff. And Paul, I'm trying to remember, AB8XL, did I got it right? Alpha Bravo 8 X-ray Lima. Refresh my memory. I know we've talked, but it was a while back.
Yeah, we met a couple of times at the ham swaps over there. I think it was Hazel Park. We used to hang out with Don, talk to him a lot. I know he's passed. I'm not sure who else. We were doing the D-Star thing. I remember in the morning commutes I'm up in Metamora. So the Lapeer machine. And then, with the Dan's D-Star machine there in Lake Orion over at Mark's house. We had that linked up. I think it was in Warren. Todd had a D-Star for a while, and there was another one. We had that other reflector that Wayne has set up. I don't think that's on the air anymore either. I've not heard anything there on that other reflector. Jerry?
Okay. Well, yeah, it's clear sailing here. I should get home by 7 and go hit the trail there. Yeah, my son, I got him a 7100. He's going to install that in his Ranger pickup. He was working on 706 he has. I think he's got the Mark II, but we got to find a board. I guess one of the board's capacitors leaked or something, and it ruined the board. So, oh, I don't know. That thing's been frustrating since he got it off of eBay. Sean?
Oh, yeah, those things could be a real pain in the arse, too. They're not easy to work on. But there should be enough of them out there. The problem is they still fetch a pretty penny, so nobody's giving anything away. But 7100 should be nice. I've always wanted to play with one of those. There's things I don't like about it, but I'd like to give one a try. And, Paul, yeah, I remember. Okay, so, yeah, that was when Wayne and those guys had that D-Star machine, and Warren, and they would be out there almost every morning, either on the analog, or I guess they'd do the D-Star. I didn't do the D-Star too much, so it wouldn't have been there. It would have been on the analog side. We used to all get out there in the morning. On this one, in fact, we used to have Ray, Farmer Ray, and Don, and myself, and just a whole cast of characters. Wayne would get out there. I remember all that. So, there was a lot bigger drive times. We're getting back to it. You know, there's a pretty good drive time here most mornings, so it's not quite as party as it once was, but it's getting there. And glad you dropped in. You know, we got to get more of the old listeners to drop in and say hi, like Jerry did a while back, and he's been a regular when his schedule allows it. And I'm sure there's others, but yeah, real good. Anthony got to be back by now. I'm just cruising along here on Metropolitan Parkway by Freedom Hill, W8FU.
K-E-8-R-U-H. I am back, gentlemen. Just getting gas and now a few minutes from the office. So probably be one or two more rounds and I'll cut out. But I don't know what the topic is now, so I think maybe it goes back over to Paul.
Yeah, reminiscing about the old times, trying to think back. I remember Ray. He was way up in Brown City and used to drive all the way down. Yeah, he had a lot longer commute than I did to the office. It just seems a lot of them folks that were out back then just work from home now. Or retired. It's good to hear people out here again. There's really not even much traffic down in Northville like there used to be. There's a few people there that I catch, but aside from that, I don't really hear any other folks out on any other machines. When I went to the Seaman page, I thought they had a machine over by Novi, but I didn't see one on this hub. So I don't know. Something's changed, or maybe it's just the DMR that's over there, not the the analog. Maybe an XLJ.
You're connected to CMN Network.
You got it? Yeah, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, that 7100 is, it's more or less, it's kind of the same as the 891, where it's a shack in the box, but I know Terry, VG3TMG, complained, I think, the 2-meter band, I think it was the 2-meter band, doesn't do AM. So if that's the only quirk with it.
Oh, I'd hardly count that as a problem. Very little of that. I mean, if you want to do it, you have to make a point to do it, because AM on 2 meter isn't real popular. Sideband, you know, that's another thing altogether. But the biggest thing I don't like about the 891 is it's just too menu driven for my taste. You know, they all, you know, because you fit that much into a small package, you've got to have menus, right? There's no way around it. But there was something about that one that just was a little too menu-y for me, for my taste. But anyhow, Paul, wait, is it Paul Z? You live up there by Lapeer? Holy cow.
Go ahead, Paul.
Yep. It's been a while. Yeah, I don't know anybody with one of those 7100s. I've never operated AM on 2 meters. I've done single sideband. There used to be a group on the west side of the state that weekly they would have a get-together on single sideband. I remember doing that for a little while. I put up a Yagi and pointed over there a couple of guys, but I haven't heard them in forever either. I don't think many people work sideband on the higher band. Anthony?
Gentlemen, this is my last time in the go-round here. I'm pulling into the office. It was great talking to everybody this morning, and I will catch up with you hopefully on Monday. I probably won't be on tomorrow morning. This is KE8RUH, and I will be clear. Have a good day, everybody.
Hi, guys. Yeah, you'll be doing early for a while, at least for another week. Been working on, at work on my QRP door prize I got from 4 days in May last year. The guy, he's just like, he took his old stock and gave it up for door prizes. The guy that's out of Turkey, but he's a British guy that he makes QRP radios, and I got a 20 meter 5 water, but it was like half the resistors were missing, a couple electrolytic capacitors I had to get, and now I'm dealing with this toroid with eight legs to it, so four coils. And I've decided to go buy some paint and paint each leg different colors so that I can put them in the right hole.
Getting a little bit snap, crackle, poppy there, Jerry, so you must be getting near the end of your rope. But no problem. And, yeah, Paul, it's like it dawned on me all of a sudden. I went, wait a minute, okay. So, yeah. Anyhow, good hearing you. I was perplexed for a moment because it's been a while, you know. And yeah, you're right. It's probably one of the swaps the last time we've seen each other. You know, either I'm buying a key off you or it was all boogered up.
No, we had a ton of them. We had some. Silent Keys up in Lapeer, and they donated their stuff to the club, so we brought it all down. We still have probably a dozen old ones that are in really bad shape that we can't even give away. But I remember we had a bunch of those Vibroplexes and Bugattis, and there was a few others. They were cherished little gems. Is that what you got, was one of the Vibroplexes?
Yeah, there was a Vibroplex straight key that had been in the fire. And the base, it was, you know, it was a custom one made for Fisk. And this particular one was serial number 88 for, you know, what was her name there? The famous gal that her, she had the fire. This one was custom made for her. It had a red base, but it, I didn't know this because you had it on the bench there, and it was horrible looking. It was, the base was just all, like, melted. I'm like, what is this all over this key? And so, you know, it gave me a pretty good deal on it. And so I got home, and I started researching it and everything, and I found out it was kind of a special, you know, key for her. And then, oh, let me get this story straight, and if I catch you again on here, I don't want to screw it up because the story is so good. And I ended up moving it along. And when you hear, you know, who got it and all that stuff, it just really ended up where it needed to be. And I got what ultimately I was looking for, you know, because I'm a kind of a collector of the chrome, the deluxe version, you know, with the chrome base. And I ended up getting what I wanted out of the deal, and you know, originally, and a great story on that key though. But yeah, that, and then there was that amp. I still got that. That's going in the one I got at the GM swap from you. I'm pretty sure I got that from you. That was another estate thing. That Veritron amp. That's earmarked for the car that's 75% complete for HF. Anyhow, Jerry, last miling it, or are you gone, or what?
I'm in the driveway, so, yes, you guys, am I better?
Yeah, that works.
Okay. These are, you can fetch the big bucks for those. And, there's a lot of Vibraflex, collectors out there. Yeah, I was looking at the Bugali one. I emailed the Traveler. I wanted to keep in my Bronco. I have one, but I wanted to get a second one and see if there was one in QRZ. But I'll have to wait to see if the guy has sold it or not. If not, I'll get one at Dayton. Anyway, 73, I'll have a good day. KG88 says.
73, Jerry. Have fun. Have a good day. Yeah, there was a lot of history to that guy that had that collection of all the different keys. I know he had some others that he had some pamphlets and stuff on, and with some history of them. So he was definitely a collector of sorts. I'm trying to recall which cam that was that collected those. I'd have to go back and look at the spreadsheet we had at the time. But I think there was two or three estates that were donated to the club at that time. And there's still a couple more we're trying to allocate time to sort through. So we've not been able to find time for that yet. We're all so busy with work and stuff. So. But the club's still doing well. We're up to like 60, 70 members now, but the repeater tower folded over last March, so we're still trying to find a place to put up a new one. We've got everything up in Mayville now. Fred and Jeff really helped us out with that quite a bit, just to get things back on the air. So at least we have that on the north side of the county. AB8XL.
Sorry about that. I was just ordering here at the Tim Hortons. Yeah, I heard about the tower and then how the guys had to hook back up. Hold on, let me pay for my stuff here. I'll be right back. Sorry, just waiting here to get my coffee. So, but yeah, I had heard about that. And then I heard how they got you hooked up at a different site, which is working really well. And we've been connected up to you guys on the 7.200 down here, so it's kind of cool. And, you know, we got that youngster up your way, Wyatt, who's, because of that link, has been chatting with a lot of us down here, and we've been trying to help him along with his quest. Thank you. And, so, yeah, it's all good. Kind of nice to have you guys connected up and, you know, on just a PTT away.
Yeah, it's been good. At least we're not been off the air for too long. Trying to back into my spot here in the office. Not many people here this morning. Most people still work from home. I got stuff in shipping I got to grab today, some parts from DigiKey, and got another test setup I got to put together for a Mark Levinson audio amplifier. That's always fun. But yeah, I'm going to head into the building. It was nice catching up, Sean. We'll have to do this again. I think I'll be back in here on Monday morning. I'll have to drive back to the office here Monday. So it's nice to think about the history and stuff. The old times, it was a lot of fun to get back into the swing of things again. The 7-3, the AB8XL.
All right, yeah, good timing, Paul. I'm about half a mile from my shop, so just about destinated as well. Have fun, and sounds good, working on a Mark Levinson amp. I'm jelly. That's the kind, that's like fun work there. All right, catch you later. Good catching up. 88XL, W8FU. You in here, Dakota?
Yeah, I'm in Monterey. I just don't want to jump in and then interrupt. Good morning.
Yep, I figured I got a little bit of a jump on my drive this morning. I'm making that final approach here, but I figured I'd see if you were in there, say hello. Oh, man. How's the flood?
Receding. The wind and the sun are helping, even though it's not been very warm. So hopefully, I mean, it's not going to go away completely. It never does because there's some discharge, but it'll be to the point where it's manageable and we can hopefully start working on it soon.
There you go. Well, it looks like they're still protesting here. I've got very few workers in my parking lot. They must be... They got them shut down, but I'll tell you what, that's gonna, they can't do that. God darn it, these people that are parking my vehicles. Oh my God. Oh man. Anyhow, I'm at work, just shaking my head.
Well, good luck. I'll be around most of the day monitoring. Got the email this morning that 5550E is out for delivery, so looking forward to getting my hands on that, and I'll be testing it throughout the day whenever it shows up.
And you, if I'm not mistaken, you got a, you already got the R7, correct?
Yeah, if I'm not in the mobile, I'm on the R7.
And since you didn't have a lot of time on the 7550, but what's your thoughts on it versus the 7550?
Honestly, they're going to do the same thing in the way that I'm using them. So I don't think there's a huge difference between the two, other than the R7 is obviously sexier and a little more high speed, but they use the same antenna, same code plug software. They both sound very, very similar. I haven't fully tested the receive on the R7, but it is impressive for an HT. I don't know that the price difference warrants it, because I'm not utilizing most of the features on the R7, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that was kind of my thought on the thing, is that I'd love to have one because, you know, it's ham sexy, but, you know, whether you'd use it all, you know, probably not. So it's kind of like, okay, but, you know, you're paying for the bragging rights, basically. Which is okay. That's a lot of fun. All right, anyhow, I got it back in the garage here. We'll catch you after yours, W8FU.
Yeah, I'd have a lot more money in my bank account if I could get by with not having to have the shiniest thing out there, but no complaints, just, I don't know, you know, if you just need an HP that does DMR, I just, if you don't want to spend a bunch of money, there's nothing wrong with 7550. All right, I'll catch you later, NADBF.
Good morning, FBI. This is KE8WOJ.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Echo 8 Foxtrot, Lima Yankee. Kilo Echo 8 Foxtrot, Lima Yankee. Radio check.
Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. You're connected to the
morning, KAPR.
Good morning, 1000 hours, cloudy, 50 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 1100 hours, cloudy, 50 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
QLK, Kilo Delta 9, Quebec Lima Kilo, monitoring mobile.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Echo Lee Foxtrot Lima Yankee monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Clear. 69 degrees.
This is KF8SJH looking for QSO. Over.
KF8SJH, got N8ROZ. How you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing good today. I'm just testing out my, I'm just talking on my radio and using it a little bit. I got it down to about like two bars when I was using it, when I was using it a lot the other day, but battery life is really good on it, and I've really been just trying to talk on it and test it out. Back over to you.
Hi, good. What kind of radio are you dealing with? Is it I guess it must be a handheld, I'm assuming, if it's got the battery life written in bars there. Yeah, I'm on a mobile here. I gotta step out of the car here in a minute or two, actually, but oh, it's a nice day out here. I've been working in the basement all day, and I should have should have come outside. It's nice out here.
Yeah, for sure. It's a very nice day today. I was on my e-bike, you know, coming home after school today, and I didn't even need a jacket or anything, dude. It was perfect out today. It's almost 70. But, yeah, it's a very nice day.
Trying to break in there. There's a couple key ups or whatever, but yeah, that's nice. Got an e-bike I have, and I still got just the regular bike, but I got some nice e-bikes out there for sure. What kind of radio did you say you're using?
I'm using UV32 Taofeng radio.
Okay, yeah, I'm not necessarily familiar with the UV32. They got so many different versions of those, but can't beat it. They're cheap, but they do the job for sure. So got a couple different ones myself, but not exactly familiar with the UV32.
Yeah, for me, I got them as a Christmas gift. Last year, and they're really nice radios, actually. I mean, I like using them. I had a Taofeng UV5R before that, and HP Pro radio from Taofeng as well. But the UV5R is just a lot worse than the UV32, and I gotta be honest, the UV32, my favorite thing about it is the battery life. I feel like it talks for a long time on the battery before it goes dead. Because the UV5R definitely doesn't last as long as the UV32. Back over to you. This is KF8FJH.
Yeah, it's good to have a good battery life. I got a few of the UV5Rs, and I got some extra batteries and stuff just to change out. I kind of just use them around the house more with my kids and, kind of similar to, like, we're using them on the FRS or GMRS station frequencies. But I use them, too, for just, like, FM radio, listening to music or whatever on that, too. Works out all right. But, teaching other kids, I got to step out here and get my son from school. So, you have a good rest of your day, and we'll catch you next time. My name is Nick, by the way. N-A-R-O-Z. I'll be clear.
All right. Good talking with you. We'll see you later. 73. I will now be clear.
Hey, that station was 32. UV 32. KFADLC.
Go ahead there. I didn't hear you.
That gentleman out there with the UV 32. Those are a hell of a radios. I got one. The first one I bought cost $54, but I got everything in it. I had the speaker, I had the mic, three antennas, and all that. It was $54. It was one pack deal. I tell you, I love that radio. I carry it all the time.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a great radio. My UV32 also came with a couple different antennas and two different ways to charge it, too. It came with a cable as a USB-C, and you can charge it on the dock, too. So it's a very good radio. I really like it, and I use it all the time. So very, very good.
KFADLC. Yeah, I have it in a different color. The names and the frequencies. Also, the bars, when you key, it comes out, there is white there, but at the end, it was blue.
Oh, okay. I didn't know too much about that.
Yeah, and I got another thing. I do another thing, the P2. I use the P2 in case I go up north. I got all these repeaters up north in it. So you got to use it twice, you know, like home and away or something like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that sounds pretty good. A couple of radios, you know, that I use. I have this BSHP Pro radio that I have that's not my UV32. It's a little bit smaller, and it does 8 watts of output power, but I use that one all the time, too. That one works really, really good, especially on the battery life, too. It's not as good as the UV32, but it's still pretty good. Back over to you. This is KF8FKH.
You must be a new on the radio. Are you new on the... You a license, or you had your license? I had my license over a year.
I got my license in December of 2025, so just last year.
Oh, I see. But I never heard it here on the Warner Peter. Anyhow, yeah, it's a good radio, and a lot of people bought that radio. I know of. They liked it. It's just like that Motorola. I don't know if you know that. If you look at the Motorola, it's the same thing almost.
Gotcha, yeah. Well, I'm going to say 73 for now because I'm going to be home pretty soon. I'm in the car right now, and I got to get in and put all my stuff away and stuff like that. So I'll probably hop on the repeater again later on today, and I'm going to say 73 for now, so go ahead on your final.
All right, good talking to you. My name is Jack, and I'm a KF8 Detroit Black City. Can you hear me out there? you know, that's all. I don't go by Detroit all the time, but that's what I go, KF8 DRC. All right, good talking to you. Take care. Have a good day. KF8 Detroit Black City.
Thank you very much, sir. This monitor is 2 years. 73. I will not be able
to connected to CMN Network.
KF8 Detroit Rock City. This is KF8 FGS. KF8 Delta Romeo Charlie. This is KF8 FGS. Nothing heard. KF8 FGS. Clear. W8RCY, W8FU.
Good afternoon. How are you? I was at an early morning eye doctor's appointment, so I was not on the air this morning.
I've got a little red bag. Just leaving shop now. It'll take me probably upwards of a half an hour to pull into your complex there, but that's the plan if that works for you.
Unexpected, but much appreciated, because I was headed out that way tomorrow morning to meet with him. And, very much appreciated. You're getting another 7550E, correct?
No. I kind of told Dakota that if he wanted to unload that one he picked up, that, you know, I'd take it off his hands, but I really don't want one or need one at this point. I've got some other things I'm planning on doing. So kind of no.
Okay, I'm just checking my microphone inventory, the microphones that I have and I don't use. And I know Wally mentioned one because he was going to try to sneak or snatch the one that was in the bag for Dakota. But we'll get that worked out. We'll get it all straightened out. Okay, we'll see you in about 30 minutes or so.
Yeah, I saw the discussion. It sounded like you were going to hook Wally up, and so he's got that one. So the bag here has your two radios. It doesn't have the microphone, but that's for you guys to work out. And I don't, you know, even if I was to get one, I really don't need one. I've got tons of those microphones at my disposal, and I don't run microphones, you know, so... Every one I've ever gotten is pretty much just to have on around collecting stuff. The same as the X, the APX series. So I've got, if I've got one laying around somewhere, I got all I need.
Yeah, the only thing I use the port for is noise canceling headsets or. Acoustic tube earpieces for racing applications. That's why when I got the radios, the mics came with them, and I used one once for like a couple hours, and I said, nah, I'll get rid of these somehow. Okie dokie. I will be downstairs in the lobby in about 20 minutes, and I'll see you when you get here. Take your time, be safe, and thank you.
W8RCY.
W8RCY.
Alrighty, yeah, Wally made the trip down to my shop to drop them off, so it ain't no big deal for me. I'm just barely changing my course. I literally got to go right by you. Good afternoon, RPAD. What's shaking?
Well, all this microphone talk I was going to throw out there, if anybody has an old speaker mic for a Yaesu VX5 handheld, I would certainly pick it up off of them. But that aside, I'm really enjoying the new sheets that opened up right next to me here.
Yeah, I'll bet. Did you see where they're building, where they're doing one by me? I mean, I'm going to have it even better, man. I'll be able to walk there. Won't have to cross any main roads or nothing. But we're both going to have them right at the end of our streets, pretty much.
Well, I haven't actually been to the sheets yet, but the reason I like it is because any of the immediate gas stations near it are in price wars, you know, trying to hold on to their customer base. So the Meijer by me is doing the same thing, and they've dropped their gas prices to the same or a little bit less than sheets. And the beauty of that is I have a Meijer's card when I buy gas there. That gets me an extra 10 cents off a gallon, so yesterday I paid $2.39 for gas.
Yeah, that's always good. So I've got two gas stations by the sheets that's going in by me. I've got a BP card, so I get the discount through BP. It pretty much gets me in the box store price, you know, like Costco, Sam's, BJ's, gets me in their price range for gas. Close enough to where I don't worry about it. I don't squawk over it, but it gets me right down there in that range, and I can go to any BP or any Amoco. I will do Meijer's occasionally when I've got enough points built up to get like 50 cents or a dollar off. I tend to wait until I get like a buck's worth, and then I'll use that, but I just looked at my app, and it looks like I got about 4,000 points expiring, so I got to get in there and take whatever they'll give me.
Yeah, I misspoke at 3.39. So, anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there. I can say that the sheets by me is perpetually crowded, just like the one on Van Dyke by Menards there was perpetually crowded when it first opened. The one on Van Dyke is now at 3.59. But, no, I have not been by the demolition by your corner yet. I don't wander out that way really very often, but I might have to make the trip just to check it out. Anyway, I'll let you motor on and continue your absolutely gorgeous sunny afternoon. WY8M.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. You can see the side of Froling, the bowling alley, that we never could see before because, you know, as long as we've been conscious of the area, you know, Walker's pinball was there. And what was it before Rite Aid? Perry's? I think it was Perry's. Anyhow, so they got the side of the bowling alley exposed. And, you know, it's like I just thought to myself, I go, you know what? We've never seen that before.
Walker's, man. I remember going there back in the day. Spent many a quarter there. All right, I'm going to have to make it a point to drive past the corner just to check it out. Because, yeah, like you, I kind of grew up around here, so. You can remember stuff like the old Universal Mall, the way it used to be and those kind of things. All right, I'm out. WNN.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Hey, are you? I started speeding up right as I heard a voice come in. I'm going to take a wild guess. Was that Anthony? I didn't hear but one syllable.
You're a wild man there, Sean. It sure is. K-E-8-R-U-H.
right as I hit the push to talk, not enough time for me to stop. I just heard the very, very first, like, beginning of your syllable. Of course, you know, then the radio's got to go and key up, and then when you unkey it, you know, it takes a second. By that time, you'd already given your call. So I was going off of the first, very first edge of your call. Anywho, beautiful, beautiful day. I've got 72 glorious degrees. Heading home, going to stop and see the Donald on the way home and then figure out what we're doing. Wonder if we should barbecue.
I think that's a silly question. Of course you should barbecue.
It is kind of a rhetorical question. Should I barbecue? Of course, but I do got to pull it out, clean it up. I know I've got gas, so. But doesn't that have to be done anyhow?
It's going to have to be done sooner or later.
Here's the big question. What should I barbecue?
I mean, it could be as simple as burgers, chicken, steak. I mean, the options are endless.
I'm almost thinking a burger with some sliced jalapenos. We could stop and get some nice fresh jalapeno, slice it up, throw it on the burger, throw a slice of American cheese over the top of it, and then a big, thick cut of white onion. And some mustard. Oh. Oh, that might be the way to go.
You got my vote. I'll go home. I'll be over. What time are we eating?
Yep, you know, the jalapenos that you get, you know, at the burger joint, you know, they're mediocre at best. You get the nice fresh ones. And then that big slice of onion. Oh, man, just can't get that. Just can't get that anywhere else. That's always been my favorite. I'm not a grilled chicken guy. I like the big slab of raw onion. That's my way.
Oh, I love grilled onion. That's one of my favorite things to put on there.
Well, there you go. As long as there's onions, grilled or raw. Fresh. What do you call it? Raw? I guess uncooked? I don't know. But, So now I'm starting to think there might be a grocery store involved here.
Yeah, if you want to get real crazy, don't forget the bacon. Gotta have bacon on a burger.
You know, I can live without bacon on a burger. I know, you know, it's all sacrilege, but I can live without it. I like it, but definitely not a go-to for me.
I could see that. I could see that. I think it enhances it, but it's not necessary. I do enjoy it a lot, but can definitely live without it.
It's like lettuce and tomato. It's like, you know, it's okay. Sometimes I feel like it, sometimes I don't. But I'm real picky about my tomatoes and my lettuce. If the lettuce is wilty or old or, you know, or the tomatoes are slimy or runny, then I'm out. So, but I can do them. But again, I can live without as well. And I do differently. Like, if I'm doing my mustard, jalapeno, onion burgers, you know, they of course, they don't get any of that stuff. just like hot dogs. You know, I like a good Coney dog, but sometimes I like just ketchup, mustard, and onion. The only time I like ketchup on a hot dog is when I want just ketchup, mustard, and onion. That's it.
You know what else I enjoy on a burger is guacamole. Some good guacamole on a burger that has some spice to it, I think is very good.
Oh, yeah. I like that. I mean, if we're getting into the exotics, you know, and circling back on bacon, how about bacon, blue cheese? Oh.
We're going to be so hungry by the time we get home. It'll just be scavenging throughout the house to eat anything we can find.
That's the only thing that's making me guilty is I have like half of a leftover gyro and Andrea has, I think, two meals worth of she got this turkey dinner from the local place by us, and it was a ginormous portion, about three dinners in one. And I got the gyro platter, and I've got enough of that for dinner in the fridge, and she's got enough of the turkey dinner, but... Ah, man. But the weather says grill me.
Well, could that be the leftovers from last night? Could that be lunch tomorrow? And then you can still grill?
I think if we don't eat them today, I think they've passed their best before time. I think that wasn't last night. That was the night before. So they're already overdue.
Yep, I gotcha. Yeah, I'm ready to eat when I get home, man. All this food talk got me starving.
Now, hold on. I don't really care about the pita, and they didn't mix it together, so it isn't all soaked in crap. I've got the gyro meat. I can get rid of the diced onions and tomatoes and the pita. If I take that gyro meat, throw that on top of some burgers, what else would I do? Maybe some feta? How about some feta burgers with gyro meat? Never heard of that before.
Well, it sounds like you have to try it. Find some fancy bun or something. You know, I don't know if you've ever eaten at Vivio's downtown. They have, or used to at least have, a burger on a pretzel bun that had pub mustard, like the thick, seedy stuff, with pastrami on it. And man, was that an incredible burger.
I like it. That sounds good. I know my wife likes, she's got a limited amount of things she likes, but she does like a fried egg on her burger, like a fried egg cheeseburger. She's pretty easy. She'll do bacon, not doesn't like the onion. She'll do lettuce, not tomato. Likes mustard, but not ketchup, so I could put together hers, but she likes egg. And, you know, I can't complain. You know, fried egg on a burger has its place. She doesn't always do it, but if she's really going for a gusto, you know, she'll do that. But, yeah, I could make a concoction of the leftover gyro meat. But that does sound good. You know, we got a Vivio's right by my house. It's, you know, 3/4 mile, 1/2 mile from my house. And I see advertisements for the Vivio's down in Eastern Market. They've got these incredible Bloody Marys and all that stuff. And I know they got a good Bloody Mary at the one by me, but I'm not sure they have the same level of Bloody Mary. Because every once in a while, I want a good Bloody Mary. And I'm going to have to find out. They used to have this pizza. I think they called it the Blanco. Oh, we love that. They don't do that one anymore.
Yeah, those Bloody Marys downtown are quite the spectacle. I've been there a few times and had them, and they are pretty good. Like a drink and a meal, all at the same time.
We should put together a get-together, get a hold of the crew, say, we're going to go someplace that does burgers and drinks or something like that, and go do a, it doesn't have to be a late night or anything, but just a get-together for a couple of brews. I know asking Dakota to come all the way down to the city is a lot to ask, but, you know, maybe they get halfway or something like that.
We might be able to con him into it once.
Easy, he's in. That's right. All I got to do is send a wave. I just got to wave the fumes toward Crazy Dave and Greg, and they'll be, where are we going?
You know what? Hey, Sean, it's Crazy Dave.
Anyhow, hello, Dave. Good hearing you. A little popcorn, but you're doing just fine. So I imagine you're running around up near the hood. But, yeah, we got to get together. A couple of pops and a good pub burger somewhere. Figure it out. Had to work out.
For sure. Nobody's ever turned down a frosty beer and a good burger. That's for sure.
Yeah, Sean, I am up 25 Mile Road, coming up on, what is this, Ryan, I believe. So probably a little scratchy, like the end of the record. You know, he's got a good burger and beer special, although it's for us non-working people, is Shamrock Pub in Utica. It's under $10. You get their awesome pub burger and a beer, and it comes with fries. Oh, I'm hungry.
Yeah, and that's a good central location if we're pulling guys out of the north. So, yeah, worth considering. I know the place. I've been there. And you're right. That's a good thing.
You know, I have never been there, but I've only heard good things.
What's the one on the corner, just down from them a little, just east of them on the corner?
Now, they changed ownership a number of years ago. It's really good. And the service in there is outstanding. They just bust their butts.
What's the one, Dave, just east of them on the corner? Is it the locker room?
Yeah, that's the locker room. That's a... I don't know if they do burgers there, but they certainly do drinks.
Ooh. I've had a few, I was going to say long nights, but early mornings there. That's been just a ton of years back, but oof.
I think we're all a little old for that place.
Yeah, I couldn't remember. I know I've been in there a bit when I was younger, and, you know, it was mostly just, you know, beer. I didn't know if they had food anymore or what. It's been quite a while, but I think we'd be all in and out of a place before the crowd hit, but we're better off with something like the Shamrock.
Don't forget about the Rec Bowl. A good Rec Burger is awesome.
I don't know where that's at, but I'd love me a pub burger, a good bar burger, especially they don't really have a kitchen. It's just kind of a flat-top grill in the corner someplace, and some dude is just cranking them out and get them in there nice and greasy using that, ground chuck? No, ground chuck. In fact, I'm on my way to the store right now to get some ground pound. I don't like putting the ground
Chuck on the grill with his two greases.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, just a stove top over at the end of the bar. There was a place, Big Daddy's Black Shack, we used to go to at Lake Utica and Van Dyke. They had that set up. But I remember that place. There was a guy in there that used to get a burger, and he only wanted it. He wanted it one side for like 2 seconds, flip it over 2 seconds, and eat onto the bun. I was like, ugh, man, not burgers. Burgers I want medium well. But anyhow, I am sitting underneath Ryan Road. There's like a just stopped traffic to get off at the Quinter exit here. But that is in case Donald's listening tells him approximately where I am. But I don't know what the hell this hold up is here. Anywho, there's lots of places you can get a really good burger, you know, and a drink. But I just want to go to some place that, you know, has some sort of angle, you know, like a real good Bloody Mary bar or something, or a beer and a burger special, or their burgers are special or something.
Well, let me know when we figure it out, because I'm definitely interested. But I am pulling up at the house here, so I am going to cut out. It was good talking to you guys this afternoon, and I will talk to you soon. K-E-8-R-U-H.
Good deal, Anthony. Nice chatting with you. And I am pulling into visiting Joe to get food. So, Sean, I'll say see you later as well after yours. And thanks for letting me hop in and join the food fun chatting. K-Z-8-Z.
Roger. No, it's always fun. We love talking food. I am just getting on to the service drive here, so. Holy cow, and there's bumper-to-bumper traffic up here as well. Good Lord. What is going on here? I just got to hope these people pay attention to the yield sign. And it looks like they are, so that's cool. Anyhow, catch you guys later. W8FU. Good Lord, this traffic. What the hell? All right, finally northbound off 11.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Clear. 69 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network.
KCAKJO. KF8FQN, KF8FQN, KCAKJO. Why, are you out there?
connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 1800 hours. Clear. 69 degrees.
W8FU.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Bravo, Alpha, listen.
WD8KLL, KF8, VIC.
KF8SQN, listening.
Connected to CMN Network.
FQN, EDA, come on back.
This is KF8FQN. You cut out there. Can you repeat your call sign for me, please, again?
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Bravo, Alpha.
Roger, KF8FQN. How are you doing today?
Oh, just enjoying the weather. You don't remember who I am. I'm Tom from Birch Run. I've talked to you a couple of times before.
I don't remember you. I was just, repeating your call sign. I'm getting better at remembering names now and people, but not the best at remembering call signs, though. But, same for me. I finished working on my satellite. It's all done now. I think I talked to you about that. And I've been pretty radio silent for the past couple, 2 weeks maybe, because of that. And, clean, deep, clean room.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds pretty good. Sounds like you got a good plan going. Sticking with it. See how far it goes.
Yeah. The satellite, that's pretty good. I have a charging, I have a solar panel on it. And I have it wrapped in, it's called MLI. It's what the actual satellite uses. It stands for multi-layer insulation. And basically that blocks, like, radio interference, and it provides kind of like a thermal layer for satellites, because in space there's no air to move heat, so it can only, like, conduct heat via, like, touching, so that's kind of what the MLI does. But yeah, I got a nice LoRa module on it, and it's got a power system and a Raspberry Pi. And, the other part of my room, I just had a lot of, random things on my aquarium shelf, and I decided that to organize that, clean it off, and just clean in general.
So have you thought about, furthering your education, what you would really like to do with what you're learning right now, and how far you would like to go with it?
Good question. Never really thought about it, but for my satellite and stuff, I'm learning as much as I possibly can. And then this is my third prototype actually. The first one was using a different frame, and that was kind of like my crew part, kind of just figuring everything out. My second one was my new dirty friend at the train, and that was me actually kind of doing like a rat test and stuff. And the third one was like a kind of full-fledged one that had a pot, like all the real stuff the satellite, actual satellite would have, and that was, and I did some testing on it, like the shake test. But after all of this, my dad and I are going to CNC out, well, we might CNC out a custom CubeSat frame, and maybe, it'd be kind of cool if I can eventually one day launch up a satellite, maybe a CubeSat.
Well, that sounds like a good plan, and it seems like sometimes you just have to bump into the right people at the right time and stuff like that. My advice is always keep trying, because one time when you try, things are going to go through pretty good for you, and sometimes you have to have people see what you're doing, and sometimes a lot of people will even help steer you into the right direction on things like that right there. And I tell you what, sometimes it just takes one person to notice you, and it could just change your whole life, you know. So my advice is just keep learning everything you can, and just keep putting it in your mind, and learn, go, you know, as far as you can with it. And just, if you keep trying, believe me, you can do what you really want to do in life.
That's a really good advice, actually, yeah. Yeah, I've never really thought of it that way. I guess I can kind of relate to that a little bit, even now, because of my prototypes and stuff, like this one has a decent amount of problems with it. But again, it's better to learn from your mistakes when it's on the ground and you're not dumping in thousands of dollars into it than having a problem up in space. But yeah, that's a analogy I'll remember now.
Well, you have to remember one thing. Thomas Edison and Sigmund Freud and all these other people had many, many failures before they succeeded. And failures are not bad. They're lesson learners. If you can take them and learn something from it, it's really not a failure. It's just a learning step and a learning process that you have to do. So a lot of times what happens when things like that happen, we think we're failing. We're not. It's just a learning process that you haven't learned yet. And once you get past that learning process, of course, you get to go on to the next step. But sometimes we do get stuck in those areas. And that's where you got to have patience. And you'll see that, you know, it might take a little extra time. But in the end, it's all worth it. Because you will move on eventually. It's just, you know, how quick will you learn it to move on? Sometimes, like I say too, a lot of people can hear or see what you're doing, and there's a lot of people that will just come in and say, hey, I'll help you do it, you know, and see that younger people like yourself are interested in stuff like this, because you see a lot of people that's younger today, it don't seem like they're interested in things like that. So a lot of times what happens is when people see somebody that's taking an interest like that, they just want to, help them too, because we need people like yourself that want to learn this stuff, that want to do this stuff. And at the age you're learning this now, well, 5 years from now, you should be 5 years ahead. Then 10 years from now, you should be 10 years ahead. So at the way you're going, you're going to be fine. And don't take your failures as failures. They're just lessons. You know, there's just steps of lessons that you have to learn to get through the goal that you're looking for.
Yeah, that's a really good advice. my radio is fucking up. But yeah, yeah, I think I've talked to WAWA, or is it, it might be WACBC, Jack and Don. I can't remember what his real name is. Never looked him up with George then, but he's interested in satellites too. He does a lot of sat ops. And him and I talked about QSAT for a little bit on here. Yeah, so I'm trying to contact NASA, or it's the NASA education thing. I think that you email them, or you go on the website and then submit a form thing, and they say wait about 15 business days. I'm on like day 12, and again, it's NASA, they're busy, especially with the Artemis 2 and stuff, so gotta wait for that. But yeah, even like doing this hobby, ham radio and stuff, and you know, like people on here, like people yourself, I've learned a lot from you guys as well. Like on my radio stuff, my satellite, a lot of, a big chunk of that, me setting up everything, I got that from ham radio. Helical antennas, how to solder that stuff on, soldering in general, I learned that from doing ham radio. Stuff like that.
Yeah, see, stuff like that right there. You know, you're learning things fast. Excuse me. You're learning things fast. You're at an age where you can just soak this in real good. And that's why I say just soak everything in real good like this here. NASA, if you email them and you don't get nothing back, just keep emailing them. Sometimes persistence pays off, you know. You got to figure, too, how many people probably email them all the time, but they never follow up again, or they only follow up maybe once, maybe twice, maybe three times or whatever. So they kind of maybe feel that they're not real serious. But now, you know, if you keep emailing them, they're either going to get tired of seeing your email, or they're probably going to say, hey, this person's pretty serious about this, because they're not giving up. And persistence does pay off. Stay persistent in what you're doing and you're learning, and stay persistent on people like that too, because once you do get their attention, you don't know the limits that you could have at that point. You know, you could be unlimited, is what I'm trying to say, with NASA, and wow, you could have a good career going, you know. And yeah, I would just run with it if I was you. It sounds like you're taking to it naturally. And when you take to it naturally like that, just enjoy it. The main thing, too, let me tell you, too, man. The main thing is enjoy this. Make it fun. Because if it's fun, it's easy to learn, and it's not work. That's what I would do. That's what I do to my job. I work just an everyday job. But I do make it fun. And it's not work. I went and put 8 hours in today. We had a little bit of fun at work. And it didn't seem like 8 hours. And as long as you can make this fun, you can go a long way. And it just will come so much easier, I feel.
Yeah, I was actually already getting ready to email them again. Because actually, I think it's been more than 15 business days. I emailed them. I could probably actually check right now. I think about, let's see, NASA right here. I emailed them a solid month ago, right? So it's been longer than 15 business days. So yeah, we emailed them back. And hopefully, or eventually, they'll email me back and stuff. But yeah, persistence. Kind of like, yeah, like that, Leo. I didn't give up on that. Persistence and other stuff.
Well, sounds like you got a good game plan, and that's the main thing, too, you know. Have a good game plan. And remember, too, if you got a plan A, always make a plan B, just in case, you know. Make yourself a plan B, too, because if plan A don't work out, you can always fall back to plan B and see how that works out. And then maybe rethink plan A and regroup and maybe try and go back, you know, this is the persistence thing, and go back and try it again. And you might be able to look back and see what you did wrong, and we'll do something different this time, and, you know, and change things up. Always keep things fresh. Don't get caught in the same rut over and over and just get comfortable doing this. Always keep your mind fresh. Always keep your mind moving, you know. Always trying to think of something different, something new, something to add to. And look, I'm 63 years old myself, and I'm always trying to learn something different to keep my mind fresh, to keep myself moving, because it just gives you the motivation to do other things also, you know. You see, some people, it's like they don't want to do anything or whatever, and it's like, why? You got all this potential, and you got a life, you know. Go out, use it, and enjoy it. That's my advice, and it sounds like, you know, what you're doing sounds like a lot of fun, and it sounds like you're really enjoying it. And like I say, my advice to you, make it fun, keep it fun, and believe me, if you ever get a job doing this, it's not going to be work for you. It's just going to be, I'm going to have fun, you know. And once you get work like that, I believe me, work's not that bad to go to, you know, because I see some people look like they hate work and all that, and it's like, why? You gotta go do it 8 hours a day, at least like your job, because it don't seem like 8 hours. You know, that's how I feel about it, and, you know, that's what the way I would do it. Just keep being persistent the way you are, and keep learning as much as you can. You'll be surprised how far you can go.
Yeah, oh, it kind of reminded me of, like, the movies and stuff where people, like, it's always, like, in New York or something, people hate their jobs in the office or something, which I would hate to have an office job. I have to work on a project, like, 24/7 or fix something, so, yeah, I would not be able to stand sitting there on a computer all day. But, yeah, maybe when I get older, if I see it, I'll see if I can go into college and stuff, if I can make it into there, and maybe get a job at NASA, GPL, or Goddard. That'd be fun to work with people there, and work with NASA every day, or work under NASA. That'd be awesome.
Well, my friend, I don't think you're going to have any problems at all. I think you're going, and the way you're going, you know, you are going on a good path, and I believe you're going to have a bit of an interesting life with this stuff, myself, because you got the drive for it, you're doing it at a young age, and you have the potential to go as far as you want or as you can. You know, sometimes we do hit a limit in our lives where that's as far as we go in life. But, you know, as long as you're happy with it and satisfied with it, that's what matters. And right now, from what I can see, you're learning things that, you know, it's already taken people many, many years to learn, and you're learning it really fast. So you're absorbing it, and that's why I say just go ahead. Everything you think you can do, just go on and try it, see if you could do it. If it works, fine. If it don't, well, hey, maybe I got to go back and check it out again, or maybe that part of it ain't for me, you know. So just keep reaching out. My advice is just keep reaching out in it. The things that of your ability will come just naturally to you, and that's why I say just make it fun. If you make it fun, you could learn so much more. If you make this here stuff fun, you know, and it sounds like you're having a great time, so to me, you're going to be fine, man. I would get ready. It sounds like you're going to have a pretty good future ahead of you here.
66 degrees.
Yeah, definitely having fun with this project. I'm glad I started this. Don't really know how, don't really know why. Well, I don't know why, but satellites in general and stuff. But yeah, I'm enjoying it, and that's pretty much all that matters. But, well, I gotta go. I gotta finish cleaning up my room. I had a good time talking to you, and, thank you for telling me, all this. I really appreciate it. It's, good to know, reassuring stuff. Clears my mind a lot of, stuff that was wrong with the satellite, and knowing mistakes and stuff are, basically just, are learning. So, I'll see you have a good rest of your, what is it?
Evening and 7:30. This is KFA FUN, clear for now. Okay, appreciate the comeback there. Nice talking to you. You know, like I say, it's interesting to hear what you're doing at times. You know, I hear you at times on the radio on and off, you know, but hey, have a good one. This is GBA out.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 21 hours, cloudy, 66 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, cloudy, 66 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees.